Deep in the lonely sub-basement of the Apollo Chocolate Factory, it's the Lost Experience Clues podcast at thelostexperienceclues.com. Now, here are the guys that picked the cocoa, added the cream, and mixed the sugar to develop the most delectable chocolate bar on Earth, David Penuel and William West.
That's right, we do pick the cocoa out of the cream to make the sugar to make the chocolate bars. It's David Penuel and not William West. I feel like I've said that before, but William West has just disappeared on me. He hasn't really. He's still a good friend of mine, but he's got a lot of other things he's busy with right now. Daniel Milliner, we know, is kind of taking a break from the experience, maybe until season three starts. We've lost Patrick. We've lost Jeff. We've lost Glenn. We've lost Melissa. We've lost almost everybody that's ever been on this podcast. But today, we've got a very special treat for you. You've heard Thrasher, you've heard Maven, you've heard Belly of Desire and others on the podcast. But today, someone that's on the blog almost every day, consistently chatting it up with all of you guys, sharing his latest theories, challenging misconceptions, and always having a picture of a little kid playing drums. Yes, that's right. Ryan Drums is on the podcast today. Ryan, what's up, man?
What's up, David? What's up, TLEC? How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Is that what you say, TLEC? We were just having a talk earlier about pronouncing things. When I see that, I read it TLEC. Do you read it
TLEC?
Do you read it TLEC?
I read it TLEC. Every morning, good morning, TLEC from Ryan Drums. I'm always there. I love you guys. Love you, David.
Yeah, I love you too, but not in that way.
No, of course not, man.
speaking of that, have you seen, I just cut the music here, have you seen SaveJupe.com? Are you at your computer, Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
On SaveJupe.com, and the Rachel Blake thing's going to come up. I don't know how to stop that. Maybe that's how I did it. But I think it's still there. Somebody made some disparaging comments about me.
I saw that. Yep, I saw that.
240, you know, 241 and 240, but 242 was automatic defense of me. Which I thought
I'm going there right now, but I've seen some stuff against you. You know, David sucks and all that stuff. But just screw them, ignore it.
What's up with that, man? Why do people hate me?
You know what? If it's all because of that, probably the whole Save Juice thing and the T-shirts and sit on a monkey. But whatever, you know, that was kind of cool. I didn't care too much about it, you know, but other blogs, you know, just get a little jealous and, you know, they want to be in game just like us, you know?
Yeah, okay.
You're not in game. It was
no.
Just, I don't know. You know, I totally understand what it was, how it went down, but that's what it's about, you know?
Yeah, man. I've got 576 is another David is gay. And I understand that you know, I probably messed around a little bit, like, and I just didn't realize. I told a few people this.
Well, no, you had the site name. They wanted to use it. You gave it to them. You didn't know. I believe you say when you say you had nothing to do with it. They were doing their own thing with it. People should believe that.
Yeah.
People have a hard time though, like taking that in, you know. But they did their own thing. It was your site. They just took it from you and used it.
Yeah.
You got them, you know, what the heck?
And I encouraged their thing. I thought Save Jupe was fun and cool and
all
that.
Oh, yeah.
I said, it's a great...
Yeah, and it's not like you're making... Of course, you're not making any money off of it. It was just a fun thing to do. If I had that, I'd be like, hell yeah, take it, have fun with it, roll with it.
Yeah, and they're not even making money off of it anymore. They're not even selling shirts anymore. They just have an advertisement for randomshirts.com. That's it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I thought it was all fun and no harm done, you know.
I can see why that would make people mad, but to make a judgment call on my sexual orientation, that's just random. I don't know where that comes from.
David is not gay.
Right, I'm married. I mean, if you look at my avatar, is that how you say it? Or
avatar?
How do you say it?
Avatar.
Avatar, and I say evader. But I think it's Avatar. I'm probably wrong. But if you look at it, it's a picture of me and my wife. I mean, I'm happily married man and heterosexual. And so I just wanted to make sure that that's clear because some people on SaveJupe.com might be confused about that. Maybe they don't hate me. They just really want to, you know, express my sexuality. I don't know.
Yeah, they're totally wrong, though. He's not gay.
It's random.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right, right. Like that episode of Seinfeld.
Exactly.
that's funny. But that all started because you said you love me, and I'll just say, Ryan, I love you too. And let's just leave it at that.
Let's just leave it right there. Okay.
Hey, man, I'm glad you're on the podcast with us. This is cool.
Yeah, that's tight.
Ryan's like the new co-host now that everybody else has dropped off. And so I was just telling him before we started, I go, man, I'm almost done with this thing because it's so hard to do it alone. And, you know, who knows? Maybe Ryan will be the new co-host and we'll just keep this podcast going forever. And maybe I won't reach the end of my rope. I'll just tell you guys right now, I'm very near it.
All right. Dude, I'll be down. But, hey, you know what? We'll see what happens, you know?
You've kind of got a cool vibe working. I kind of like it.
Thanks, man.
Okay, well, let's go ahead. We're going to start. We usually end with listener feedback, but we're going to start with listener feedback, and we just want to read some of the highlights here of emails that we've gotten. So, Ryan, why don't you read the first one, and you'll see a theme in here.
All right, here we go. Where is the podcast? I'm dying to hear what you guys think about the Sri Lanka video thus far. You guys sound like you work for a church, am I correct?
What do you think?
That was from Matt Kelly.
Matt Kelly. Okay, first one, where's the podcast? It's right here. We're doing it right now. What do I think about the Sri Lanka video? We are going to talk about that a little bit later. And it sounds like I work for a church. I don't know what that means. How do you sound like you work for a church? I'm not sure, but Ryan?
I'm guessing it's because the volunteer work you're doing. I don't know what that means, actually.
It is. And if you do, you can easily find out who people are online. And if you want to find out who I am, I mean, if you click on my profile, you can see my personal blog. You'll find out that I actually do work for a church. All the volunteer work I've been doing has been through my church, and I work with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. So that's what keeps me busy during the day. So if anybody's wondering, there's my personal information out there. I want to read the next email from Telly. Hey there, just wondering when the next podcast will be. This whole glyphs thing has really turned me off, and if it hadn't been for your podcast, I would have lost interest in this whole game completely. You guys do great stuff, and I look forward to hearing it again soon. Telly. Well, Telly, we're back, and it's all for you. Ryan, next email.
All right. Seriously, where has the podcast gone to? Just wondering what's going on. So when's that next?
Uh-oh.
Thanks, guys.
Uh-oh.
Later.
It's when's the next podcast? You cut out for a second, but you're back. I'm glad. And who was that from?
That was from Scott, a.k.a. Evil Monkey, this month about when the next podcast will be.
And he actually sent an audio clip with that. I don't know if it, have you heard it, Ryan? Let me play that real quick.
All right.
That was his frustration with us not having a podcast. Here's where it's
evil
gone.
Monkey.
He is an evil monkey.
Evil monkey.
Unlike Bathroom Monkey, he's an evil monkey. Bathroom monkeys are very helpful. hey, you know, Ryan, I was explaining to you before we got on the air, and we'll just tell everybody, you know, here's where the podcast has gone is really, like I said earlier, a lot of the guys that used to do it have kind of dropped off, and because I work with students that are in school, this is kind of when the school year's starting here in Texas, my work has just picked up and gotten extremely busy, so it's all I can do to kind of keep up with maintaining the blog. I'm trying to help some stuff with the Apollo deal to try to get people connected with Miss Megs, and I got tons of emails I answer all day long in the middle of doing all my other work stuff, and I do have family and friends and all that. So, you know, Evil Monkey and others, Matt and Telly and everyone, you know, we are really working our hardest to keep the blog our first priority, and so podcast is kind of second priority. So we might take a week or 2 weeks, you know, heaven forbid, 3 weeks off, but podcast is lower in priority scale than the blog. Does that make sense, Ryan?
David is a busy man. Dun, dun, dun.
That's a little bit like Johnny. You sound a little bit
Yeah, man. You know what? It's just what I think is, you know, you're busy, whatever. But also, I wasn't really like, I totally forgot about the podcast because this game is going just slow with these clips and there's not much going on that, like, we really need a podcast every week for just two more, three more glyphs. Yippee, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I totally forgot about it. I was down, you know, when you said you were going to do it, but I was like, wow, yeah, you're right. There needs to be a podcast. So I kind of just forgot about it. I'm not really complaining. You know, it's not much going on, but, you know, you're doing a lot of stuff. You're busy too. You're not getting the help, you know, you used to have in the beginning. So,
yep.
I don't know. That's my 2 cents.
So true. And you're right, man. There's not a lot to talk about. At first, there were so many new discoveries. We were like, what is this Hansa Foundation?
Right.
Who is this person hacking the website? Who are all these people that she's telling us about? And now I feel like, okay, we've got a general idea of what's going on, but there's a lot less of the details to kind of work through. There are still some big questions out there. And let's go ahead and move on. We're going to skip these last two emails. Gate Kepa, email asking the same thing. Hey, when are you doing the podcast? And so did Josh Mann. And so they're pretty much the same emails. I wanted to give a shout-out to those guys for emailing. Thank you.
Where's the podcast?
It's
everyone's
right.
Saying, where's the podcast? That's pretty much it.
It's here. And that's what most of our emails
are. That's what matters, right?
That's totally what matters. And so we're going to kind of try to address with Ryan here, and we might try to take a few more calls if we have time, kind of four big questions. And I wrote on my kind of prep sheet, final four questions. Like, I feel like these are, as we're nearing the end of this game, probably when season three starts and we kind of dive into the mythology again of the show, we will have all the information that we're going to get from the Lost Experience. And it'll kind of wrap up, I'm guessing, with maybe a few loose ends, but most of the Lost Experience will wrap up when season three starts. And so I'm kind of thinking we're nearing the end, and these might be the final four questions we need to answer. Does that make sense, Ryan? Do you think it'll end when season three starts?
I think it will. I mean, a lot of people are saying something might happen at the first pod, the first six episodes, something might happen in that break.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll end, though.
Okay. Cool. Let's go over the final four questions and take them through one by one. Here they are. The first one, I'll read the first one, Ryan. I'll let you say the second one. The first one is, how does Apollo Candy actually fit into the overall plot of The Lost Experience? And questions that go along with that is, what's actually going to happen, do we think, when we get enough golden tickets, as people are calling them? And, will we get the answer to where is Alvar from the site whereisalvar.com? Because right now, it seems like we're just putting up pictures of ourselves, and we're not really getting any closer to where Alvar is. So the final four big questions is, where's this Apollo Candy thing going to lead us, and how they fit into the big deal? Number two, Ryan.
Number two is, we've been promised the meaning of the numbers. What do we speculate that will be?
That's a big question. I feel like ABC put out a press release. They said The Lost Experience is going to reveal the meaning of the numbers. And right now, we're all going, okay, they're probably part of the Valenzetti equation. I hope we
Valenzetti equation. I don't know. Like, I've been waiting for that, too. I read that. They said they were going to tell us, and not much really yet, just other than the equation. I don't know.
Yeah, I hope we get more. And we'll talk more about that in a second. The third question we're going to address is, if there was to be one big twist in the plot of The Lost Experience, what would it be? I feel like we've gotten a lot of twists in the show Lost, and if this is going to follow the same vein, there's probably going to be a big surprise, something that's going to happen. I'm not sure what that'll be, but I want to discuss that with some people. And the fourth question we're going to tackle?
What will be the final fate of Rachel Blake?
Yeah, where's she going after this? I mean, the Lost Experience ends. What does Rachel Blake do? I think that's a great final question for us to think about where that's going to go. So let's dive in, Ryan, you and I, and let's discuss the first one, and then later I'm going to try to make some calls and maybe edit in some other people's responses to this one. Do you have any initial responses? I have a response to the first one. How does Apollo Candy fit into the plot? What will happen when we get golden tickets? Will we get the answer to where's Alvar? I've got an answer to that. Do you have one that kind of just comes right off the top of your head?
Well, the Apollo Candy, something happened with the Hackett thing, and I don't know, he's putting something in the bar or something, and maybe Rachel talked to Hackett, and now they're distributing the right bars with the cure. I'm not sure about it yet. I don't know. It's pretty strange. It's a subsidiary of Hanzo, and Rachel wants us to go and get one of the bars, so something's there, there's got to be a meeting.
Yeah, there's something, and I think, Ryan, in my opinion, the Apollo Candy thing is going to be a really big deal, because right now what I'm watching is I'm watching them put a lot of resources into Apollo Candy. Now, some people are complaining and saying they would like more resources put into it, but the fact of the matter is that they're hiring marketing firms all over the world. And they're sending, I know it sounds simple to send out T-shirts and candy bars, but anybody that's ever planned and run events or coordinated anything large scale like that knows that to have candy bars produced and wrapped and to have them formulated without stealing a recipe from another candy company or something, that's a huge job. And to have them packaged and sent out and to coordinate all these events and to have people hired to do these things, it's a big undertaking. And so I think Apollo Candy,
we'll be here forever.
Yeah, and it just kind of came out of nowhere. You know, we felt like all of a sudden, whoa, Apollo Candy's live. Look, there's a website. And it kind of felt like it came out of nowhere. But I think we have been kind of telegraphed this Apollo Candy thing, what's going on from the beginning. Like you said, we've got some of those confidential memos. And let me go through these real quick with you, Ryan. Chronologically, not necessarily the way we received them, but chronologically, the first one I want to talk about is one that came out, I think Rachel put in one of her blogs. It was dated March 10th, 1988, and it was to Dr. Keeney with Lewis King Laboratories, and it was from Dr. Perez. And it talks about Project Sumo. And how the patent lawyers, you know, are they're bogging down the process, and they're doing double blind studies. And he said, "Your work is proving fruitful, pun intended, exclamation point, in establishing the proof that the original experimentation was confounded by the ridiculous implementation parameters established by our friends in Copenhagen." And so it was. Oh, I'm sorry. It was to Dr. Keeney from Dr. Hackett, and it was CC'd to Dr. Perez. But that was back in 1988. They were talking in these confidential memos about
stuffing food.
Yeah, and to me, having something called Project Sumo and then talking about something fruitful makes me think of Sprite and lemon lime, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so back in '88, they were talking about something, you know, related to what's going on, I think, with Apollo. And then our next memo we saw was fast forward 16 years to 2004, and it was to Dr. Hackett from G. Downs, and with the Engineering Development Center (EDS), and you know, that's talking about the psychotropic compound, it being a success, and the acid and flavoring agents of the beverage disguising the taste of it. More tests are necessary to reach optimal viral spread. My superiors are eager for you to join our effort.
Thanks.
To me, I'm going, okay, something's going down, it sounds like, with Sprite or some beverage, and then, you know, the taste of some sort of psychotropic compound, we're assuming, in Apollo Candy. Then, this is all probably connected somehow to Sri Lanka. Here in 2006, in May, we hear a phone message to Hugh McIntyre from a lady named Darla with the Centers for Disease Control, and she's saying, "I need to talk to you about Sri Lanka. It just isn't right." And a lot of us were speculating that maybe it was an affair they had in Sri Lanka and all that, and now we know there's something bigger going on in Sri Lanka, and Darla knows about it, and Hansen Foundation's in bed with, so to speak, with the Centers for Disease Control, kind of covering up what's going on down there.
Yeah, they're trying to fix what happened, you know?
That's right. We've got those first things we saw on the Hansen Foundation website about an outbreak of disease.
Yeah.
And then we've got Melodrama comes in the picture. And Melodrama is talking to Rachel about Dr. Hackett, who she has never heard of.
Sign language, right?
No. This was on her blog. Remember when he first appeared on her blog?
Okay, yeah, when he first came around. Right.
And so,
I'm jumping too far forward.
Yeah. And we're going to get to that. But, you know, he's talking about, "I'll help you with your videos," but he's also talking about how she might be interested in what's going on with Dr. Hackett. And so then we've got... you know, the sign language where he says, "Hey, friends of Rachel on Melodrama, Apollo Candy was conned by Middlework into having chemists run tests on food products. Hackett found out something important, but Middlework wouldn't allow the results to be given out. They had a huge argument. Hackett got the results and found a new person to give the information to, which is probably Rachel, who will distribute it. And find out more at the giveaways," which I don't know what that means because we haven't found out much more. But he says he has to warn people. So basically, Hackett's figured out that Middlework is trying to use something that I think Alvar Hanso probably really was. I think he's a good man, and he was being generous in kind of taking Apollo Candy under his wing. And now Middlework's going, okay, we're connected with this. We're associated with this. Let's inject it with whatever we need to inject it with. Let's figure out a way to cover it up with soda. I don't know. It's really interesting. And then we have all the stuff that Middlework's talking about here on the Sri Lanka video.
Yeah.
And I feel like that ties in. It's got to tie in somehow to Apollo Candy. How do you feel like what Middlework's saying on the Sri Lanka video ties into Apollo Candy?
Probably has to do with... I think what I'm getting from the video is, are they trying to, like, give Sri Lanka, like, a virus or something somehow? I don't know. Or a cure? I'm not sure. Like, I'm kind of getting mixed up with that.
Yeah, here, instead of playing the video, let me read to you the order that I think the fragments go in.
All right.
Okay, after the orientation video goes, here's what Middlework says. We all know what has happened. The Dharma Initiative failed. So now we have to take radical action. And I just want to tell all of you that I trust you to do what is best. The villages of Phalam and Vetumalani have allowed us to test our vaccine on them. They think they are infected by a virus carried by local macaques, and they believe that we are bringing them the cure. So when you go in, you have to keep up the story. You know it by heart. Don't waver. We have done our level best, and yet our operatives at the Vick Institute have verified this figure. It, and then we got kind of, there's some breaks in there. And he says, we must make absolute certain that we are hitting precise genetic targets. We have engineered into the virus, blank, whatever. But I promise you, someone is going to help. And then someone says, but Tom, these are people, innocent human beings, and we're just, Tom says, if you knew with mathematical certainty that you could end all famine, war, and poverty, what would you do? And then later he says, exactly, you'd find the best way to get it done. Precise surgically, precisely surgically. And then he says, without allowing for any more suffering than absolutely necessary. And he sighs. So it sounds to me like...
So they're all sick. They're all got something.
Well, he says they think they are. They think they're infected by a virus.
By, like, the macaques. No, they think they're infected maybe by the macaques.
Oh.
But maybe they're really infected because Hanzo or Middlework put a virus in there to do some tests. Now they want to go back and just save the best genetic targets. Screw the people that are not worth it or something. Get the precise, you know what I mean? And just the good will survive. We'll give the good just the cure. Maybe they don't have enough. But then the whole thing with that guy butting in, hey, they're people, like, someone's going to have to, like, die. What is, it's cut up right there, you know?
Yeah.
Some key points are really left out that we need to hear, but... That's what I'm getting, I think.
Right. And you know, basically the idea to me sounds like they're going to infect all these people with a virus, and then they're going to bring in their cure for that. And it, maybe the cure is only going to work on a few people, and they're going to try to preserve those few people that can be cured from this virus or something. I don't...
Yeah, there's more missing than we need to hear.
Yeah, and so we got to figure out how that's related to Apollo Candy. Is Apollo Candy delivering a virus to people, or supposed to be, or is it supposed to be delivering a cure for a virus or a vaccine for a virus? We don't know.
Yeah, I mean, what should I eat my bar when I get it? I heard Thrash is throwing up today, and I don't know if he ate one, but I don't know, man. Should we eat these things?
Send me an email to lostexperienceclues @gmail.com if you have thrown up within 24 hours of eating your Apollo bar. I sure hope that's not that would be.
I hope not either, man.
Anyways, hey, what do you think? We're talking about Apollo right now. The partner questions for that is, what's Rachel going to tell us when we get golden tickets? She says we're really going to want to hear it. And how is that related? How is this Middlework video and the Apollo giveaways related to Where is Alvar? Why is the website called Where is Alvar? And why is whereisalvar.com on the Apollo bars? That's just random. Doesn't it seem random?
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. Maybe he's on the island. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a question we've been asking from the beginning, but it's just odd to see it intertwined with the Apollo bars.
Yeah, it is very strange. You know, she used Where is Alvar on the Apollo bar, so there's a connection, you know, that's why it's going to be pretty big. You know, there's a connection with the bar, with Alvar. We're going to find out where Alvar is because of this bar and also with the Sri Lanka stuff, so... There's got to be a connection. That's the big reveal, I think, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's so funny. Every time we talk about this, the more information we get, the more questions we have. And you and I...
Oh, that's lost.
Yeah. And even
Every episode we watch, you know, it leaves you with more questions, you know?
And even as we talk through this, I feel more confused than I did when we started. let's go on to question two. Question two, we've been promised the meaning of the numbers. Speaking of big reveals, you know... what do you speculate that the meaning of the numbers will be? And I hold my hand right here, Ryan. I've got the press release from ABC, and the title of it is Global Interactive Phenomenon, Lost Experience, to reveal meaning behind mysterious numbers on international hit TV show Lost.
And I mean, that's the meaning of the game, they're saying. So.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
And it says, the reward we've always promised from the Lost experience is information. And so, you know, but I don't feel like we're getting, unless, I think the Sri Lanka video, you know, when it shows the guy writing Valenzetti equation on the board, we still have, what, 20 or so segments left on that? Is that right? Maybe 18 or 19?
Probably. Yeah, that's what it is, like 18, 19.
So hopefully some of those, maybe the rest of the Sri Lanka video will reveal to us how the numbers fit into the Valenzetti equation. I'm pretty sold on thinking that somehow they play a role in the Valenzetti equation. Do you agree?
Yeah, like 4 plus 8 plus 15 plus 16, so on equals world domination.
Right. But, you know, people want this massive meaning for the numbers. They want all of the occurrences of the numbers to tie in. And my personal theory is that, you know, Hurley, the numbers being associated with Hurley and and having bad luck and all the different places, you know, from the soccer jerseys in the airport that have the numbers on the back of them to Gate 23 to, you know, on and on. You say all the places the numbers show up. I think most of those are going to be chalked up to just pure random coincidence. And it's just, they're just cool coincidences. And I think the real meaning of the numbers isn't some mystical thing that everything's tied together in these numbers, but it's just the power that they hold as they're related to the Valenzetti equation. And then we just tend to see them pop up everywhere. And that's just my personal opinion.
That's good.
So I'll be interested. Hopefully they will give us specifics into how the numbers work in the Valenzetti equation.
Yeah, I'm dying to see, you know. They got to show up for this game. So it's going to happen soon. Just sit tight and we'll see what happens, right?
Yep. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see on that one. Number three. Okay, this is a big question. Do you think there's going to be a big twist in this plot, Ryan? I mean, and if there is, what do you think the big twist is going to be?
Definitely a big twist. That's how ABC rolls. So I don't know. Maybe Rachel, of course, is what's going to be revealed. Rachel's, Alvar's daughter, granddaughter, whatever. But maybe there's also talk out there Rachel might be working with the Hanzo Foundation and we're the test subjects. You know, I've heard that one. That was pretty strange. You know, I don't know. Something like that could happen.
Yeah, that totally could.
We're the test subjects. You know, Sri Lanka, this is all fake and they're getting to us and Rachel works with Hanzo and Middlework, and, you know, we're all getting scammed. Who knows? That could be a major twist that I could see happening.
Well, and that would be huge. And I have not spent much time thinking about that. I'd love for our listeners to think about this question about what the major twist could be. Think specifically about what Ryan just said. If it gets turned around on us and we do end up being test subjects of the Hanzo Foundation or something like that and results come out and what are those results going to be? What are they testing? What are they looking at us for? And how does that relate to the show Lost? That's a great question. Personally,
don't eat the chocolate.
Yes, Thrasher's throwing up.
Bum.
You know what you should do with your chocolate instead of eating it? You need to go to Miss Meg's website. It's advertised on the front page of thelostexperienceclues.com.
Yeah, sure. Get it out there to everyone else who can't get any.
Don't sell it on eBay. Come on.
That is so dumb.
God.
I better not see any TLDCers on eBay selling any of their chocolate.
That's right.
Go to Miss Meg's blog, send it in. Well, whoa. All right, that's my 2 cents on that.
Good, I appreciate it, because that's my 2 cents too, but I just don't get as passionate about it, and I appreciate your passion. I don't know what else the big plot twist is going to be. From the beginning, people have said Rachel is Hanzo's daughter, and to me, I just thought, if we could realize that from the beginning, it's too obvious, and that's not going to be the case. But the evidence keeps building and building that indeed is what's going to happen. And
yeah.
So I initially was at a point where I was going to feel almost disappointed or cheated if she was his daughter, because I thought it was too obvious from the beginning. But
then Comic-Con...
Yeah,
you know, I am living proof, you know, so come on, that's a total giveaway. It's got to be now. We have to accept it, you know?
Yeah, and so we'll see what happens with that. And so that leads us into our fourth question is, what will be the final fate of Rachel Blake? I mean, where is she going to end up? I know from the beginning of the Lost experience, I was saying that I thought Rachel would end up appearing as a character on the show Lost. But after Comic-Con, the way she addressed the writers of the show, face-to-face, to me, there's no way that can happen. Unless this whole thing, like you just said, turns out to be a big Hanso Foundation experiment, and she admits that she was an actress, named Jamie.
Right, yeah, an actor.
And then ABC says, she was a great actress, and we're going to hire her on the show to play a character like Rachel Blake. That could happen. That would be really weird, and I think a lot of people would kind of have a bad taste in their mouth about that.
That would be kind of weird if she was on the show, The Island. I don't know. That wouldn't be cool, I don't think.
Yeah, there's no way I think they can get away with doing it unless they come out and say, hey, this whole thing was a Hanso Foundation experiment, and we hired Jamie as an actress, and then ABC said, and we want to hire her for our show Lost, too. And maybe she plays some other character on there. But I think that's
something like that. Yeah, they do. But if they bring her character onto Lost, like as she is now,
that's impossible.
That would just totally ruin Lost and how great it is, and that would just put a big hole in it, I think.
Maybe
she was in the experience and she's going to be a waitress or something, a totally different character. And yeah, that could be reasonable.
And how, then let's say she doesn't appear on the show, which after her appearance at Comic-Con kind of really put the final nail on that coffin of going, she's not going to be able to be a character because she addressed the writers as if she was a contemporary of theirs. And so we're taking that off the table. Where does this thing end with her? Because she's been our character from phone call one. She's been our kind of person we are following along with. And so, is she going to die?
I hope people don't still think Persephone doesn't equal Rachel Blake, right?
Persephone's got to be Rachel Blake.
I hope that's done with. But she's been there since the beginning and, where is she now? Trip out on that. Just out of computer emailing everybody about this candy bar stuff.
And building massive websites.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. But, I don't know. Just we'll have to see what happens to Rachel Blake, after all this is over. I feel like it was a big scam on us, though. And mark my word, I was to say it first. It's all going to turn around. We're the test subjects.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to start thinking about that. What would those tests be? What would they be trying to figure out if we are test subjects? And that'll be really interesting. And how are they going to play it so that we don't all just rage on them for wasting our summer? That we're going to feel like, oh, that's cool. That was fun.
My summer's gone. No doubt.
So they'd have to play that really carefully to flip it around like that. The question goes out there to everybody listening, is Rachel Blake going to die or will this all be tied up nicely with a bow where she, her and Alvar run into each other's arms and hug and they cry, and it's kind of like the end of Home Alone when the cranky next door neighbor hugs his son because Kevin told him, you should talk to your son, and it all got fixed. Is that going to happen? And her and Alvar are going to go live in a loft apartment in Manhattan and enjoy that. What's going to happen with Rachel Blake?
There's going to be a sitcom on ABC.
Yes.
Rachel Blake and Alvar.
And they're going to use the old Growing Pains theme song.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. That would be cool.
I'm not going to play it again on the podcast.
Never.
These questions aren't just for us to answer, listeners. Everybody listening, stop whatever you're doing now. Write down these four questions. Let's discuss them in our message board and in the chat rooms you guys hang out in, in the comments, of course, whenever we post this podcast. But I think these are good questions for us to consider. We're about 35 minutes into this, Ryan. I don't think I'm going to add any other interviews. You've done a great job. Thanks for being on the podcast with us today, man.
Hey, man, no problem. Anytime. Give me a call, and glad to be of assistance, man. Hey. Hope you guys like me. PLC rules. And leave David alone, everybody. God.
I don't take that much flack. I don't want to paint a picture like make everybody feel sorry for me.
No, I know, man. You got Belly to help. You got Thrasher to help you. They're always there helping you out. And
aren't they doing a great job?
You run a cool blog, and everyone appreciates it. And everyone says it's the best place to go, man.
It's a fun place to be. And I do want to say thanks again. I thank them all the time. But, you know, Belly and Thrasher are doing an awesome job. And,
yeah, they are.
If without them, I would either be insane or I'd just have to shut down the blog. I would. So we each kind of hit our limits, and we email with each other, and we're like, hey, I am so, you know, I'm at the end today. I can't do it anymore. And we kind of take over for each other.
Right.
Because it's a hard deal kind of reading all those emails and responding to the ones that need to be responded to. And
right, being on top of making new posts when a glyph comes out, you know, yeah. It happens, you know, all of a sudden, and someone's got to be there, and everyone's waiting for someone to update it. So it's work, man. I kind of understand that. And I hope everyone else does, too.
I appreciate that, and it's really fun to do. I tell you what, you know, I was going to play Taps at the end of this podcast. I was going to play, you know, this. Because in my mind, it was going to be the last podcast, but Ryan, you've kind of given new life to the podcast
for
me.
Thank you, dude.
And so,
man, next time, if you need help, you know, I'll definitely be a co-host.
Let me just pull up. I'm pulling up.
The music, go ahead.
I've got new music for you.
All right.
That's the A-Team theme song. And
A-Team.
Hey, from here on out, we'll just do a team effort on these podcasts. And I'm going to get Ryan back, and others of you that are interested in being on it, shoot me an email. I can't promise to everybody that we'll be able to get you on the podcast. I just can't do that. It's ridiculous. But I'll be trying to grab a few of you guys and pull you in each week. And it might be every other week with how busy I am, but we'll definitely keep these podcasts coming. I'm re-energized to do it. So
yeah, right on, man.
I think that's all the time we have for today, so we don't have any funny songs or anything like that. Speaker's pretty much taking care of the entertainment factor right now.
We need more cowbell.
Speaker. Oh, I'll do the sound effects here. We didn't do them the whole time, but we got a little horn, and we've got the laser beam, and of course the. And then my favorite, the ukulele.
Play loud.
That's all we got. That's the Lost Experience Podcast. I'm David Peniel, and we've got.
Ryan Drums,
Ryan
also
Drums,
Ryan.
And we'll just kind of talk at you guys next time. Take care. Bye.
All right. See ya.